She's striving after holiness and obedience, and she's for the pro-life thing, and she's a teacher and whatnot.
My wife would love to help. What's your name, ma'am?
How are you?
Yeah. I knew you.
You knew us? Yeah. How do you know us?
Other places you've been.
Oh, okay.
Well,
we,
I just came up to tell him,
how's
keep
going,
it up.
Brother?
It's not foolishness.
I'm sorry?
I said keep it up. It's not foolishness.
Snap. Right. It's not foolishness at all, is it?
I've been raised by liberal leftist atheist activists.
Yeah, well, it's Satan's kingdom, isn't it?
This is
Satan's kingdom we're in. You realize that, right? You just listed
years,
some of it.
40 years I had of this fear of pro-life.
Uh-huh.
I've seen the dead babies. My mother was the plant.
Yeah, it's a wicked thing, isn't it? The earth is filled with violence and getting worse and worse. You know, God flooded the earth for that one time. And lasciviousness is coming.
Next, I think.
Yeah, the darkness is coming, isn't it? Yeah, so what we're doing out here.
As the days of Noah, it says. As the days of Noah.
Amen, that's what Jesus said, yeah. So what we do is we need to be out preaching the biblical gospel, right? Because what my brother got to share with you, did he give you, is that his gospel card there? Yep, I see that. So on the front is the biblical gospel.
Pages I put together 20 years ago on
the abortion. Oh, okay. Well, you know, the only thing is with abortion, can I help you with something? People, you have to change their heart from the inside. You know, it can't just be a moral thing, because if you're a born-again believer, then, yeah, you have to change from the inside, and then you follow all of God's laws, and you wouldn't have to worry about that, right? Okay, well, can I help you then? Do you go to a religious body someplace?
Yeah, I'm in a Baptist church.
Okay, can I help you on that too?
I've heard you guys before.
They're not teaching the biblical truth. So if you heard us before, did any of that sink in to where you would repent from the Baptist church? You realize they practice things like Christmas, Easter. They practice the tithe. They do all kinds of sins, right? You're nodding your head like you know. So, you know, the Bible says if you love and practice one lie, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven like Ananias and Sapphira. Like 1 Corinthians 11, God's killing people, right? So if you love and practice one lie, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. And the Baptist, on the back of that card, is a bunch of warnings about man-made religion that they're practicing. And if you unite with them, you're practicing it with them, you're going to be judged for all those lies.
I'm trying to get my husband out of hate for God.
Okay. Well, if you remove yourself from the Satan synagogue system, which is the churches, denominations, man-made religion, they're all made of man. You know that. You're not yet. You remove yourself from that and you get into the Word of God. You seek after Christ with holiness and obedience. Are you a born-again child of God? Okay, so you had faith in the shed blood of Christ, and you repented. Okay, so repentance is a turning of your mind and your ways, saying, I'm not living this life anymore. I'm going to go toward God, right? So if you're born again, your insides have changed, your whole life will change. There's a marked point in your life that your life went from one you were living for yourself to one that's totally changed, living for God, right? And now you must follow the scriptures in holiness and obedience. But can I help you? You're not following in all obedience, and you're not digging deep enough in the scriptures.
There is nothing except doing it on your own down here. We don't have just churches that just pick up the Bible.
Test
we
yourself.
Just don't.
Well, yeah, you have to remove yourself from it.
I live near the toll bridge. You know where that is?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'm parking here.
Uh-huh.
But I did 40 years of therapy for life here. 40 years.
Okay, but you know what, ma'am? That's not going to save your soul.
No, nothing.
You mentioned that you repented. No, you need to study that in context. Because there was many righteous men in the Bible before Christ even came, right? What about Noah?
I know.
What about Abraham and Moses? And what about all the others that followed after him? So we got to be careful using that, our righteousness is as filthy rags, because if we're in Christ, we have his righteousness. Our works are not filthy rags. They're fruits of our salvation. And it's commanded to be in obedience. John 15:14. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commands. That's how we love God. So can I encourage you on that? Okay, well, go deeper, ma'am. There's a lot of things you need to repent of. Go deeper. I love your soul. That's why I'm sharing with you. Repent of worldliness and idolatry, ma'am.